弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
过去这几个月我们在彼得前书在约翰一书。
The past couple of months, we've been studying the first book of John.
约翰一书真的是一个很宝贵的一卷书。
It is indeed a very precious book.
然后里面有许许多多我们都很熟悉的经文，还有让我们对于主耶稣基督的认识能够更深刻。
There's a lot of familiar passages in this book, and it gives us a better understanding of who Jesus is.
约翰一书我读过很多遍。
And I've read this book several times.
我相信我们在座的弟兄姐妹当中也有很多人对这卷书也算是挺熟悉的。
And I believe there's probably a lot of brothers and sisters here that are also very familiar with this book.
可是这一次当我在读，当我在学习的时候，
But this time, as I was reading and as I was studying and learning from this book,
我觉得神再一次的将他爱的丰富和主耶稣基督那救恩的甘甜，让我再次经历到。
So I've experienced the goodness of God and the sweetness of the fellowship with Jesus.
同样在对于神的认识上面，不但是重新的调整，而且是更深刻的能够去了解他。
And it also adjusted some of my understanding of God and to have a deeper understanding of who God is.
我希望这也是你们的经历。
I hope that is your experience as well.
我们在约翰一书里面，我们看见了神在基督徒或者说信徒或神的儿女的身上的心意。
And in the first book of John, we see the heart of God to the believers.
我们看见一个属神的人是住在光明当中的，而不是在黑暗里面。
And we see that as a child of God, you live in the light and no longer in the darkness.
我们看见一个真正属于神的人是与主相交的。
And we see that a true believer will be connected with God.
我们看见一个真的信徒是在犯罪之后他会来到神的面前认罪，然后接受神的赦罪。
And we see that as a true believer, they will acknowledge and confess their sin before God and repent.
我们看见一个神的儿女是一个爱弟兄的，不是一个恨弟兄的人。
And we also see that a child of God loves his brother and will not hate their brother.
一个基督徒是一个爱神不爱世界的人。
And a Christian is one who loves God and not this world.
然后我们也了解到一个基督徒是要了解到在甚至在教会里面有一群人是抵挡基督的。
We also see that within the church there will be people that are anti-Christ.
因此我们要抓紧神的话。
So we need to grasp hold of God's word.
我们要了解神的话。
We need to understand God's word.
我们需要有圣灵的恩膏。
And we need to be anointed by the Holy Spirit.
这一切都是约翰在他约翰一书里面让信徒们了解到什么样是真正信徒的标记。
And within the first book of John, we see that he explains the marks of a true believer.
也让我们每一个认识神的人能够有一个标准来衡量我们自己。
And it gives us a standard for all of us to measure against.
我的救恩是不是站在坚固的基础上面？
Is our salvation built upon this firm foundation?
我说我是基督徒，但是我跟神之间，跟主耶稣之间真的有那一份亲密，而且是实际的关系吗？
If you call yourself a Christian, do you really have this intimate and personal relationship with Jesus?
我对神的认识除了知识 脑袋里的知识的成长之外，我在生命上面的操练是不是渐渐的茁壮？
And is my understanding of God not just an increase of head knowledge, but a growth in our spiritual life and our true understanding of who He is.
我体会神爱我的这个心是不是越来越深？
Is my understanding of God's love for me deeper?
然后我对主的爱是不是也越来越厚？
And is the love that I have for God deeper as well?
今天我们要看约翰一书第二章 28节一直到第三章第十节。
Today we will be looking at 1 John chapter 2 verse 28 all the way to chapter 3 verse 10.
这段经文里面事实上描述到一个对于一个基督徒生命上面一个基督徒生命上面的一个重点和一个中心核心的一个认识要让我们了解明白。
So this passage gives us a better understanding or a central point in our understanding of God.
这是跟公义和罪的关系。
And that's regarding righteousness and sin.
我们都听过公义这个词。
We've all heard the term righteousness.
可是很多时候我们可能对它的了解不是太明白。
But maybe sometimes we don't have a clear understanding of this term.
我们也听过罪。
We've also heard the term sin.
可是反而可能我们对罪的认识还稍微更多一点。
And maybe we actually have a better understanding of sin compared to righteousness.
甚至不认识神的人，他们不认识基督的人，他们都说我们知道罪。
Even non-Christians will say that they understand sin.
很多人他们就说我就是活在罪恶当中啊。
And some may even claim that I live in sin.
反正就是这个世俗上面的一切的享乐享受，我是无限制的去做，这个叫做罪，我知道。
And the unlimited the desires of the flesh, I'm just going to go indulge in the flesh, and I call that sin.
兴高采烈的，很骄傲的说，我就是一个罪人。
And very arrogantly, they will say, and very proudly, they will say, I'm a sinner.
但是讲到公义这件事情，就很难去描述它。
But when you talk about righteousness, that's a different story.
And 这不只是世人是这样子如此，基督徒也是这样子。
So it's the same with believers or non-believers.
所以今天我们来看这个主题。
So we will study this topic.
我们来到我们来神面前一起祷告。
Let us pray before our God.
父神，我们来到你的面前，今天是主日，我们来敬拜你。
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you on Sunday to worship you.
主，你是爱我们的神。
Lord, you are a God that loves us.
你让我们还在罪人做罪人的时候，你的爱就向我们显明了。
While we were still sinners, you revealed your love to us.
我们不认识你，我们顶撞你，但是主耶稣基督，你来到世上为我们的罪受死。
When we didn't know you, when we rebelled against you, you came down.To us and died for our sins.
我们原本在生活当中，在我们的生命里面，我们不认识你这位爱我们的神。
And before we lived a life that did not know you.
我们不认识你的祝福，我们不认识你的拯救，我们不认识你的供应。
We did not know your blessing. We did not know your provisions. We did not know your salvation.
但是因为你今天爱了我们。
But because you loved us.
你用你的生命替换了我们的生命。
You used your life in exchange for ours.
使我们能够重生，然后能够有这个永生的盼望。
So that we can have eternal life and this hope.
并且让我们今天能够做荣耀的神的儿女。
So let us be this children of God that glorifies your name.
求主你保守我们今天早上的敬拜。
Lord, may you watch over our worship service.
愿你的名得荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我想跟弟兄姐妹们来读这段经文。
I'd like to read this passage with you.
约翰一书第二章二十八节。约翰说，孩子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现你们，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他的面前也不至于惭愧。你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。
First John chapter 2 verse 28 to 29. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming.If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of him.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。 世人所以不认识我们，是因为未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来要如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
Chapter 3 verse 1-3, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure.
凡犯罪的就是违背律法，违背律法就是罪。你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。凡住在他里面的就不犯罪，凡犯罪的是未曾见到他，也未曾认识他。小子们啊，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。凡从神生的就不犯罪，因为神的道存在他的心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡行不义的就不属神，不爱弟兄的也是如此。
Continuing on verse 4-10, everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil. For the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God, who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother.
主耶稣基督在2000多年前降世为人。
Jesus came down as a man 2,000 years ago.
他第一次的降临是为了要成就神拯救人的计划。
And his first coming is to fulfill the plan of God to save man.
神创造了人，神最爱的就是人。
And God created man, and his most beloved creation is man.
可是人犯了罪，顶撞了神，离弃了神。
But man has fallen into sin and rebelled and disobeyed God.
人不愿意去走神的路。
And man did not want to follow God's path.
人把神所赐给人的那个创造的荣耀换掉了，变成一个属世的一种丑陋。
So man exchanged the beauty and glory of what God had planned to something that is ugly and is of this world.
这是受到撒旦的引诱。
That is because they fall into the temptation of Satan.
这是因为人将他们的眼目从神的身上转移到这个神所创造的世界上面。
They removed their gaze from God onto this world.
但是神爱人。
But God loves man.
所以在人类的历史当中，神不断的就是要让人看见他的拯救。
So throughout the history of mankind, God wants to reveal his salvation to man.
而他拯救的计划就在主耶稣基督2000年多前降世到世上的时候成就了。
And his plan of salvation was fulfilled when his son Jesus came down to the earth.
主耶稣基督为我们人的罪受死。
And Jesus died for our sins.
因为罪的代价是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
但是主耶稣基督第三天之后从死里复活，所以他所赐给我们的是那个复活的新生命。
But on the third day, he resurrected from the dead. So what he gives us is this resurrected life.
所以主耶稣基督来到了世上，为的是要成就神的拯救。
So the reason why Jesus came onto this earth is to fulfill God's plan of salvation.
你我都没有见过主耶稣基督。
We've never seen our Lord Jesus.
因为我们两千年前没有活着。
Because we were not alive 2,000 years ago.
可是今天所有的信徒所盼望的就是主耶稣基督的再来。
But today, the hope of the believers is for the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣基督将会再来。
Because indeed, he will come again.
这是神的应许。
That is the promise of God.
但是主耶稣基督再来的时候，他不是来成就拯救的工作，因为他已经做成了。
But when he comes again, he is not coming to fulfill the work of salvation because that's already been completed.
他第二次再来的时候，就是那荣耀的君王。
The second time he will come as the king.
他第二次再来的时候，就是审判这世界上面所有一切的罪恶。
And when he comes again, he will judge the sin of this world.
这个世界上面一切因为罪，一切因为恶，一切因为罪恶所致使的丑陋都要被除灭。
And when he comes again, he will eliminate all the wickedness and all the ugliness of sin in this world.
神要审判罪，然后呢，他要消灭罪。
God will judge sin and he will destroy sin.
然后神的一个重新的创造，他就要赐给属他的人。
And he will make a new creation and he will give that to those that belong to him.
这不是可能会可能不会发生的事情。
So this is not a case of if it will happen.
这是一定会发生的事情。
It will happen.
只是我们不知道是什么时候。
We just don't know the timing.
神要再次的降临到这个世上。
So God will again come back to this earth.
主耶稣基督将再次的降临。
Our Lord Jesus will come again.
那当我们想到这个神要再来，主耶稣基督将要再来临的时候，我们的心情是如何？
So when we think about that he will come again, how are we feeling or what are our thoughts?
你知道当我在家里面教小孩的时候
You know, when I'm at home teaching my children
那不是教、oh. 教他们我教小孩
Oh, when I call out to my kids
有两种教法
There's two ways to call out
他们也会有两种反应
And they will have two responses
有人吃东西吃完了掉了一地然后呢不捡起来
So, there's someone in the family that will eat and make a mess on the floor
然后第一种叫法就是这样。
So, the first calling,
谁吃东西吃完了这样子满地乱丢然后弄完了没有收起来赶快全部给我过来。
Who has made a mess on this floor and did not clean up after themselves? All of you come over here.
他们一听到这个爸爸的叫声他们就要想了。
So, when they hear me call out that way, they'll start thinking.
我该不该出现
Should I...Should I go or appear? Should I appear?
这个语气好像有点凶。
Of course, the tone is mean.
那事情又做错了。
And of course, they did something wrong.
那当然，他们一定是其中一个或两个或我也不知道几个去弄的。
Could be one or two of them.
那他们就要考虑，我出现了以后，我要不要说是我
？So they need to consider if they need to.Confess that it's them.
因为如果做错事情是要受惩罚的。
Because of course, if it was them that did something wrong, they'll be punished.
所以听见这种叫法呢，孩子可能是不太愿意出现。
So of course, if they hear this tone or this type of calling, they're reluctant to appear.
会拖拖拉拉的出现。
They'll hesitate and delay.
所以这个时候父母就要有一点智慧。
So then, of course, during this time, the parents need wisdom.
那个一般先出现的那个不是他做的。
Usually, the ones that appear first, they're not the suspects. Of course, they're not afraid. They didn't do it.
那个最后出现或拖拖拉拉的躲起来的，那可能也许是他。
So the one that appears last could be the suspect.
那当然，叫孩子有第二种叫法。
Of course, then there's the second type of calling.
那这种叫法呢，比较不平常。
And this type of calling is
not
as frequent.
可是我要去刻意的这样去叫他们。
But I need to do this deliberately.
我怎么说呢？有人吃东西吃完了满掉满地，没有收起来。
Somebody made a mess here and didn't clean up after themselves.
可是呢，如果是你做的，你不会受惩罚。
And if it's you, then you won't be punished.
我不会惩罚你。
I won't punish you.
我只是要你来告诉我是你做的。
I only want you to come and confess that it was you that did it.
然后呢，我要教你，你反正东西弄脏了，你要去清干净。
And if it is you, you just need to learn how to clean up after yourself.
这个时候他们出现的快一点。
During this type of calling, they appear a little bit quicker.
然后呢，这个自首的就快一点。
And of course, the one that did it will admit.
Okay, 那有的时候看到那个是最小的，那个五岁的，爸爸是我。
And it's usually the five-year-old that will admit
them. 去这个处罚他。
And of course, then it's hard to punish them.
心里面很想笑。
Actually, it's quite funny.
因为我刻意的这样去叫他嘛，不是一般的反应。
Because I deliberately called them out this way.
但爸爸有爸爸的权威，所以不能笑。
But of course, the father has to show the authority, so can't smile or laugh.
但是当然呢，这个两边的应对就不一样了。
The interaction is different. So our Lord Jesus will come again.
主耶稣基督再来的时候是一个审判的神。
And when he comes again, he will be the judge.
可是这边我们读到在第二章第二十八节，他说：“孩子们啊，你们住在主里面，当他显现的时候，我们可以坦然无惧。”
But here in verse 28, it says, "Little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame."
坦然无惧的意思就是我心里面。是问心无愧的。
Because you'll be confident and will not be ashamed.
然后他就说，你不但是坦然，你不但是无惧，他来的时候呢，你在他的面前，你就不会惭愧了。
And you won't shrink and you'll have full confidence because and you won't have any shame when he comes.
在希伯来书第四章第四章第十六节那边也告诉我们说，我们能够来到坦然无惧的来到主的施恩的宝座面前。
In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, it also says, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace."
我们能够坦然无惧的到他施恩的宝座面前，不是我们问心有愧的来到这审判的台前。
So when we approach in confidence, when we draw near to the throne of grace, it's not where we won't be in shame before the judge.
可是我们每一个人都知道，我们如果跟神的标准比较起来的话，我们都是不达标的。
But of course, everyone knows that when we try to measure up against God, we will miss the mark.
我们来到这个完全的、公义的、圣洁的神面前的时候，
when we come before a holy, perfect,and holy God,
我们很自然的就显出我们的卑微，就显出我们的罪，就显出我们的软弱。
So very naturally, we will reveal our weakness and our sin and our weakness.
因为在他的荣耀的光中，我们那丑陋的部分就被照得一览无遗啊。
Because when we enter into the light, all of the sins that we have and all the darkness will be revealed.
但是一个人怎么能够来到这个审判的神的面前？却是坦然无惧，而且不羞愧呢。
So then, how can someone approach this holy God and this throne of grace in confidence?
希伯来书在这前面的一节第十五节就告诉我们，因为我们有一个大祭司，这就是主耶稣基督，他不是不能体恤我们的软弱，因为当他曾凡事受试探，跟我们一样，只是他都没有犯罪。
The reason we can come with confidence is because in verse 15 it says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin."
没有犯罪就是公义。
When you don't have sin, that means you are righteous.
主耶稣基督因为他没有罪，虽然他受过试探，虽然他是完完全全的来到世上像人一样，可是他没有在神的面前犯过罪。
And Jesus, even though he came as a man in the flesh and he was tempted, but he was without sin. So that means that he's considered righteous.
在一切神的标准，在一切神的律例上面，他完全都是合格的。
So within God's standard, he has met all of them.
所以因为他是我们的大祭司，他为了我们的罪献上了他的这个生命，献上了他的祭，使我们今天能够来到神的面前，也跟主耶稣基督一样是没有罪的。
And because he is our high priest, and he has saved us from our sin, we are like him without sin.
当我们期待主耶稣基督的来临，
And when we look forward to his second coming,
无论是因为主耶稣基督再次的降临，还是说主还没有来，我们要到他的面，我们离世了，然后我们在他的面前。
So whether if it's him coming, his second coming onto this earth, or if we've died and we go back to him,
yeah, go to heaven,
or go to heaven to see him.
当我们要与主面对面的时候，
and when we come to him face to face,
你有没有想过弟兄姐妹？
Have you thought of this?
你的心情是我要奔跑到我的主的怀中，接受他的拥抱。
Will it be in a way where you are running as fast as you can so you can hug him and embrace him? Because you know that he loves you. Because you know that all of your sins have been forgiven. Because you know that you have sought him with all of your heart and your mind and your soul and your strength.
因为我知道他已经爱了我。
Because you know that he already loved you.
所以当我看见他的时候，我知道那个爱的感受是那么更深切。
So when you see him again, you know that this love is available and is ready.
还是当我们看见主再来，或者说是我们离世到了天堂，然后见了主的时候，我们说哇，神要审判我了。
Or is it in a manner where when you see him again, you're hesitant because you know that you will be judged?
我知道他要审判众人。
And you know that he will judge the world.
我站远一点吧。
I should be far from him.
先让他审判别人。
Let him judge others first.
他慢慢慢慢才审判到我。
And then eventually, slowly, it'll get to me.
我最好是晚一点出现比较好。
I should delay in appearing.
或者我可不可以找个地方躲起来？
Or I'll hide somewhere.
那这两种感受完全不一样。
So these two types of feelings is completely different.
可是约翰在这边说，信徒们啊，你们是神的儿女。
But John here says, little children, you are God's children.
如果你知道主耶稣基督是公义的，那你就要知道那是行公义的人才是主耶稣基督所生的。二章二十九节。
But if you know that he is righteous, you may be sure...that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of him.
弟兄姐妹，你看这个是不是很重要？
Don't you think that's important?
这个是讲到我们跟主耶稣基督这个生命上面连接的一个基础啊。
This is talking about the basics of being connected with Jesus.
这是我们跟神之间那个爱的关系的一个中心。
That is the central point of the love that we have with
Jesus. 如果主是公义的，
ifOur Lord Jesus is righteous.
如果他是无罪的，
and he is without sin,
那我们就要知道这个公义的人就是要去行公义。
Then we know that those that are righteous will practice righteousness.
那你这样才知道你是从主所生的。
That's how you know that you're born of God.
当我们讲到公义这件事情的时候，
Now when we talk about righteousness,
事实上在这今天的这一段经文里面描述得很清楚。
Actually, in this passage, it talks about righteousness very clearly.
那神学家呢，有把对公义的这个定义分了两个部分来讲。我告诉你他们什么，然后解释给你们听。
So many theologians will have two points to define righteousness.
公义分两个部分。
Well, actually, there's two parts to define righteousness.
一个叫做地位上面的公义，一个叫做行为上面的公义。
The first is a position or positional
righteousness.
Positional righteousness. The second is practical.
地位上面的公义跟行为上面的公义。
So a positional righteousness and a practical righteousness.
什么叫做地位上面的公义？
So what is positional righteousness?
地位上面的公义讲到在神的面前神看我们是公义的。
So positional righteousness is when you are before God, how God views you.
在地位上面神认为我们是无罪的。
So in God's view, you are righteous.
这个地位上面的公义只有在主耶稣基督里面能够得到。
And this position you can only obtain through Jesus.
是不是我们刚刚在希伯来书第四章读到了？
Didn't we just read that in Hebrews?
因为主耶稣基督他是大祭司，他用他自己的生命为我们的罪赎上了赎罪祭。因此我们信靠主耶稣基督从他而生的人，在地位上面就有了这份公义。
So because Jesus, the high priest, gave himself up as the sacrifice for our sins, those that believe in him will have this positional righteousness through him.
可是当我们讲到公义的时候有第二个部分叫做行为上面的公义。
Well, there's the second part of righteousness, which is practical righteousness.
就是讲到在我们的生命里面，在我们的生活上面，我们的行事为人。
And this is talking about your behavior and what you do before man.
我们所说的，我们所做的。
What you say, what you do.
我们所想的。
What you think.
我们所看的。一切都是公义的。
What you look at is all righteous.
一切都要符合神的标准。
And everything needs to meet God's standard.
在道德上面，在行为上面，我们有那高超的水准，因为那个水准是神的水准。
In your moral and morally and ethically, you're meeting God's standard.
这两个部分都是公义的。
And both these parts are righteousness.
缺一不可。
And you can't leave one without the other.
在神的心目当中，神的话很清楚地告诉我们，一个公义的人就是行公义的。
And in God's word, it says, a righteous person will practice righteousness.
倒过来说，一个行公义的人才是有公义的。
So, in other words, those that practice righteousness are righteous.
那光光在这个第二章第二十九节里面，我们就看见一个属于神的人，一个基督徒。
And then here in verse 29, you'll see that those that belong to God, a Christian,
他如果真的是由主耶稣基督而生的，
and if he's born again, Christian,
那他就是公义的，
then he is righteous.
地位上面的公义，
positionally.
可是如果他真正的是由主耶稣基督而生，他不但只是地位上面公义，他在行为上面也是公义的。
But not only he will have this position of righteousness through Jesus,But in practice, he will also be righteous.
我们是不是听过这句话？就是说，你看到这棵树的果子，你就知道这是什么树。
So didn't we hear that you can tell what type of tree it is by its fruit?
你看到一个在天空上面翱翔的，你就说那是鸟。
And what you see up in the clouds, whatever
in
the sky, you'll
that's flying.
You'll know that you'll call it a bird.
你看到一个在水里面游动的，你说这是鱼啊。
And what you see swimming in the waters, you'll call them fish.
一个公义的人，他一定是去行公义的。
Now, a righteous person will practice righteousness.
一个在神的面前有公义的人，是因为他有公义的行为，而证明他是公义的人。
A righteous person will prove that he is righteous because he practices righteousness.
因为我们的身份，因为我们的地位，在神的面前是属神的儿女，所以我们的生命的行为所展现出来的就是属神的人的样式。
So those that have are righteous positionally through Jesus, what we display in our life will be someone that is like a righteous person.
因为我们认清楚我们在主耶稣基督里面所得到的救恩。所以我在行事为人上面就要将这个救恩展露出来。
Because we received this salvation through Jesus and we are now in the position of righteousness, then we will practice righteousness and display righteousness.
因为主耶稣基督是我的主，他是我跟随的对象。
Because the Lord Jesus is our Lord and he's the one that we follow.
所以在我的人生当中，我知道我的方向。
So that in my life, I know my direction.
因为我知道我所跟随的是谁，所以我知道我的方向是哪里。
Because I know who I follow, then I know the direction that I'm going.
这里所讲的 不是只是表面的一些公义的行为。
But here is not just talking about the superficial behavior or actions of righteousness.
你说什么叫做公义？
So you may ask, well, what is righteousness?
公义英文的翻译是 righteousness， 它里面有一个字根就是 right。
So there's a root word in the English language in righteousness, and that is right.
那很简单的，你说一个公义就是要做正确的事情。
So then, to explain it easily, is to be righteousness, you need to do things that are right.
但是这个正确的标准是从哪里来呢？是从神来的。
So, but where does that standard of right come from? It comes from God.
因为神的标准是最完美的标准。
Because God's standard is the perfect standard.
因为唯一有意义的标准就是神的标准。
Because a standard that has meaning and purpose is God's standard.
所以简单来说，公义就是我们在神的面前做那神看为是对的事。
So to be righteous is to do the things that God deems that is right.
那有人就说，那做诚实，讲诚实话是不是一个公义的事啊？是。
So when you ask, well, telling the truth, is that an act of righteousness?
可是一个不信神的人可不可以做一个诚实的人呢？
But can a non-believer be truthful?
当然这个答案是可以的。
And the answer is yes.
你说在家里面爱妻子爱孩子，有一个很美满的家庭，很正规很正当的道德水准的一个家庭，是不是公义？是。
Can a person that has a beautiful family, a healthy familyThat treats their spouse and their children with respect and well, will that be considered righteous? Yes.
可是一个不信神的人，是不是同样可以有个好的婚姻、好的家庭？他可以把他的孩子教养得好，可不可以？
Well, can a non-believer also have a healthy wedding, marriage, and raise their kids well? Can a non-believer also do that?
今天有些人他们的道德水准很高的。
And today, there are many people with high standards
of
moral, morality. And they have good habits.
They have good character.
那
他们的道德水准或他们这个人格上的修养甚至比基督徒更好。
So a lot of their morals or ethics... And their character sometimes are above those that are Christian.
那这些人当他们来到神的面前，有一天他们每一个人都要到主的面前的时候，他说：“你看我的生活行为比那些基督徒都还好，你要接受我。”
So they may one day face God during the judgment, and they may say, "Look, I've lived my life way better than those Christians."
可是这不是公义啊。
But that's not righteousness.
这是一个表面上的行为啊。
That's just a superficial action, behavior.
因为他们在他们心里面那个顶撞神，为了自己而去过生活，不愿意去不愿意在神的面前谦卑，走神的心意去认识神，他们的那个罪还在。
But inside, they still have rebelliousness and disobedience towards God. They don't want to follow God, so that their sin still remains.
所以他们没有办法得到神的接纳。
So they're not able to be received by God.
如果他们知道有一天有审判，他们会知道神的审判是完全的，他们一定是通不过的。
They would know that during judgment they would never pass the test.
虽然是这样子说，但是弟兄姐妹，一个真正有神公义的人，是不是在他们的生活行为上面，应该也是让人家看见是榜样的呢？
But when you look at a truly a righteous person, if they are positionally righteous, when they naturally have acts of righteousness,
那这个问题的答案应该也是正面的。对，是的。
Of course, the answer is yes.
我希望你们也是这样的一个认为。
I hope you think the same way.
有的时候，基督徒有一个错误的观念。
Now, a lot of times Christians may have a misunderstanding.
或者受到错误的教导。
Or they may have been taught wrong.
我们只要信耶稣就好了。
As long as I believe in Jesus, that'll be it.
你的生活行为是如何无所谓，反正我们都是罪人，大家都在犯罪。
It doesn't matter how you live your life, because everybody's in sin.
只要你承认你是基督徒，你承认耶稣是神是主，然后你说我死后呢，我可以进天堂。
As long as you admit that you're a sinner and you believe in Jesus, and after you die, you will enter into heaven.
可是我在我的生活当中，我不需要努力刻意的去了解神的心意， 然后去追随主他所给我们的这个生活上面的标准。
But in my life, I don't need to study God's word and understand that standard which He has given us.
那这样一个基督徒的生命就是一个软弱的生命。
Then that type of Christian life is a weak life.
这个生命是一个没有见证的生命。
Then that life is one that was without testimony.
这个生命是让人家看见教会里面的人跟教会外面没两样。
And this type of life will show that the people in the church are no different from those that are outside the church.
这让主耶稣基督的名蒙羞。
This actually brings shame to our Lord's name.
就让撒旦魔鬼在旁边笑。
And Satan is on the side laughing at us.
弟兄姐妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
行公义的人才是公义的。
Those that practice righteousness are righteous people.
但是如果没有主耶稣基督所赐给我们的那地位上面的公义, 我们实实在在没有办法在生活上面, 在行为上面有公义的样式。
But if you have not received the positional righteousness, there's no way that you can practice or display these acts of righteousness.
那就变得只像那些有高道德标准或者是有这个修养水准的人, 他们是为了他提高自己的身份而做的。
So then it's just no different from someone that has just a high moral standards or a good character that just has these behaviors to elevate themselves.
人的道德水准或修养 是多高, 再怎么高, 到神的面前, 那神一衡量, 那就是什么都没有。
Those without God or those without Jesus, when they, no matter how high their moral standards are or how good their character is compared to God, they would always fall short.
他们怎么样多么小心地塑造自己在人面前的那个形象, 自己心里面总知道, 我根本达不到那个我所要人看见的那个样子。
No matter how hard that they try to display this outward image, they know inside they would never meet God's standard.
但是因为我是神的儿女,
but because I am a child of God,
因为我知道主耶稣基督是公义的,
I know that the Lord Jesus is righteous.
他今天赐给了我一个新的生命,
and He has given me this new life.
我本来是一个石头做的心, 今天是一个肉做的心。
Before I had a heart of stone, but now I have a heart of flesh.
我以前不懂得爱, 现在我懂得爱。
Before I didn't know how to love, now I know how to love.
我以前不懂得生命的意义, 生命的目标, 今天我知道生命的意义, 今天我知道生命的目标。
Before I didn't know the meaning or the purpose of life, but today, now I know the meaning and purpose of life.
我以前被生命和环境压垮, 但是今天我知道神是我生命的主, 祂掌控一切。
Before I would be pressured by and stressed by anxious of the things of the world, but now I know that my God is in control of everything.
我想要行在光明中我做不到。 原本我想要行在光明中我做不到。
Before I want to live in the light, but I can't do it myself.
我原本想要做一个受到人称赞、受到人这个敬仰的人，可是我做不到。
Before I want to be a person that people respect, but I'm not able to do it.
但是今天因为主耶稣基督改变我。
But today, because Jesus has transformed me,
今天当我想到神所赐给我的爱, 神所充满我的能力, 我很自然地就在我的生命当中流露出光明的样式。
But because now I've received God's love, then very naturally I will display God's image.
以前我的思想, 我的决定就是污秽的, 就是自私的。
Before, all of my choices and my decisions were selfish.
可是今天很自然的, 我就要去爱神, 我就要去爱人, 作为我做事, 行事为人的出发点。
But today, very naturally, I will love God and I will love others.
当主再显现的时候,
and when our Lord Jesus reveals Himself again,
我们是什么样的心态到他的面前?
How will we be when we see Him again?
你是坦然无惧的吗?
Will you be confident without shame?
你是完全不惭愧的吗?
Without guilt?
因为今天你在神的面前, 你就是坦然无惧的。
Because today you are already without shame.
因为今天你在主的面前，你就是不惭愧的。
And because today before God you are not guilty.
因为今天你就是一个行公义的人。
Because today you are a righteous person.
今天你是一个不犯罪的人。
Today you are one without sin.
你今天是一个没有罪的人。
You're without sin.
我记得有一次我参加一个婚礼。
I remember once I attended a wedding.
这个婚礼很漂亮，在一个很大的一个城堡的旁边啊，做一个室外婚礼。
And it was a very beautiful wedding. It was right by a castle. It was an outdoor wedding.
然后呢，在这个要进去的这个花园的地方呢，摆了一个桌子，上面放了一个很漂亮的一个这个金色的一个鸟笼。
And as you enter, it's very beautiful. You'll see a golden bird cage.
但这鸟笼是空的。
But the bird cage was empty.
那鸟笼上面有一个小鸟门是锁着的。
And there's a little locked door.
那这鸟笼的缝很大。
And there are big gaps within the cage.
那是干嘛的呢？
What is that for?
客人进来的时候呢，就把他们的这个信封和贺卡和贺礼和贺金就往那个笼子里面丢。
And the purpose is so that the guests can insert their gifts and cards into the cage.
哦，那天人不少，一百多人。
And there's about quite a large wedding. There's about 100 people.
那你一看就知道是很有身份的人。
And you know that it must be someone of importance.
你看每一个那个卡片的那个信封都厚厚的。
And you know that all the envelopes are quite thick.
四十多分钟之后，那个鸟笼已经大半满起来了。
After 40 minutes, the cage was full.
所以我旁边有一个人。
So next to me, there's this person.
我实在不想说他是谁。
I really don't want to say who he is.
年纪比我大个二十多岁，应该算是蛮老成、有身份的人。
And person is older than me by about 20 years.
他跟我说。
And he says to me,
那个一看就知道里面都很多钱。
You can tell that there's a lot of money in the cage.
那个笼子是锁着的，不让人进去。
And the cage, of course, is locked.
可是那缝那么大。
But the gap is so large.
那就随便一伸手进去就可以抽出来了。
You can just put your hand in and take any of those cards out.
我那时候心里面事实上留了一个很深的印象。
Of course, that made an impression on my mind.
因为那样子的概念从来没有浮现在我的脑海里面过。
Because that thought has never entered into my mind.
那不是我的东西，我干嘛去碰它呢
？That's not mine. Why would I touch it?
可是你知道，我小时候会有这样的概念。
But you know, when I was younger, I would have those thoughts.
我小时候一定就在那边看，这个太容易拿了，恐怕还拿了几张出来。
So as a young child, it's like, oh, that's too easy. I'll take a couple out.
我心里面那个时候，圣灵就他不是责备我，但圣灵就感动我。
And at that time, the Holy Spirit convicted me.
你这个犯罪的心现在已经慢慢转变了，那个思想思念已经不出现了。
And those thoughts of wickedness and of sin does not appear anymore.
这不是我刻意去锻炼出来的。
It's not something that I try hard to practice.
不是你的东西，你就不要。
If it's not yours, don't take it.
不该说的事情就不说。
And things that you shouldn't say, don't say it.
不该做的事情就不做。
Don't do the things that you should.
不管是为了你自己的利益也好，或者是你认为别人无所谓，但是这都没有关系的。在神的面前，你该过怎么样的生活呢
？Doesn't matter if it's before you have to ultimately face God.
我们常常讲到，到底罪是什么
？So a lot of times we say, well, what is sin?
那我们一开始讲约翰一书的时候，我们说到罪，一般人就说就是违背律法。
So some people say that sin is just disobeying the law.
不顺从神圣经里面所讲的。
You don't obey what the Bible says.
不错。
It's true.
犯罪就是违背律法。
Sin is disobeying the law.
第三章第四节讲得很清楚，违背律法就是罪，那犯罪的就是违背律法。
Sin is lawlessness, practicing lawlessness.
但是神给我们律法作为一个标准去衡量我们自己，不是因为他只要我们去行律法而已。
But God didn't give us law so that we can follow the law, but to
God gave us the law, but His purpose is not just so that we follow the law. Okay? 神要我们去尊重他.
God wants us to respect Him.
神要我们认识他的心意.
God wants us to know His heart.
神要让我们知道怎么样能够过一个公义的生活.
God wants us to know how to live a righteous life.
他事实上是因为怜悯我们，爱我们，所以给我们律法，让我们能够衡量自己.
So because He's merciful and gracious to us, so He gives us the law so that we have a standard to measure.
很多时候我们觉得圣经里面所讲的神的这些律法好像枷锁，好像重担，我们要背得很辛苦的去过，天天就在想我是不是又做错一件事情，还有什么事情我在神的面前不讨神的心意。
A lot of times we feel that the law is just something that is a burden, something that we need to follow all the time, and God is just watching, waiting for us to make a mistake.
可是你知道保罗在罗马书里面怎么说? 律法事实上是要带给我们自由的。
But Paul actually says the law was given to give us freedom.
因为我们如果没有神给我们的律法, 我们根本不知道我们生活上面的标准是什么, 我们要如何来衡量我们自己。
So if we don't have the law, we would not have a standard to measure against.
但是今天因为有神的律法,
But today, because we have God's law,
我们知道我们有罪,
we know that we have sinned.
但是因为我们知道有罪, 我们就会在神的面前祈求神来改变我们的生命, 使我们能够从罪恶走入公义当中。
And because we know that we have sinned, then we would seek Him and want to be saved from this sin so that we can walk in the light.
也因为有律法的标准, 使我们知道我的确是 公义的, 因为我能够行公义。
And because of this law that reveals that the standard of righteousness, then we know how to meet that standard so that we can practice this righteousness.
你说圣经里面这么厚一本, 律法这么多, 我怎么能够全部都明白了解呢?
So you might say that this Bible is so thick, there's so many laws, how can I understand all of it?
你记得在福音书里面耶稣怎么说吗?
Do you remember what Jesus said of the law?
那个神要衡量我们那个公义的标准，他的总结是什么呢?
What is the conclusion or the purpose of the law?
What's the summary?
The summary.
And what's the conclusion of the culmination of the law and requirement of the law? 就是要爱神.
That is to love God.
要尽心尽力 尽意尽性的爱主你的神,
to love the Lord God with all your heart and your soul and your strength and your mind,
然后要爱人如己,
and to love others as yourself.
如果我们真的是属于神的人, 我们很自然就是要尊重神的心意, 我们很自然就是要去爱人。
So because we belong to God, very naturally we would want to follow God and to love others.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们原本不认识神,
we originally did not know God.
但是有一天主耶稣基督的爱向我们显明了, 我们蒙他的拯救。
But God has revealed His love for us through Jesus, and we received His salvation.
我们在地位上面我们是公义的,
so then we received this positional righteousness.
有一天我们将要再见主面,
and there will come a day when we will see Jesus again.
可能是主耶稣基督的来临, 或者是我们离世的时候去与他面对面。
It could be that one day when Jesus returns to this earth, or it could be us dying from this earth and then going up into heaven.
当我们与主再次相见的时候, 我们身体是会转变的, 所以我们不会再犯罪了。
So when that day comes, our bodies will be transformed that we will no longer sin.
我们不会再受到罪恶的诱惑, 我们不会再犯罪了。
We will no longer be tempted by sin and fall into that temptation.
但是从我们信主的那一天, 一直到我们再见主面的时候, 我们这个生命的过程上面, 弟兄姐妹, 神要我们学习行公义。
But from the day we receive Jesus to that, the final day when we see Jesus again throughout this duration, we need to practice righteousness.
这一段经文里面让我们很清楚地看见这个, 我们用这个做总结。
So in this passage, we can see very clearly,
由基督所生的就是神的儿女。
Those born of God are God's children.
神的儿女就是那公义的。
And God's children are righteous.
而公义的人就是那行公义的人。
And the righteous person will practice righteousness.
一个行公义的人就是没有罪的人。
And those that practice righteousness are without sin.
而没有罪的人是一个不犯罪的人。
And those that are without sin won't practice sin.
一个不犯罪的人是一个真正认识主的人。
Those who don't practice sin is someone that truly knows God.
如果我们不是公义的，
if we are not righteous,
如果我们不是行公义的，
if we don't practice righteousness,
如果我们不是没罪的，
if we are without, not without sin,
如果我们不是不犯罪的，
and if we don't practice sin,
那我们就是不认识主。Then we don't know.
Then we don't know the Lord.
我们也不是他所生的。
And we are not born of him.
然后呢，第三章第八节就告诉我们说，这样的一个人是属魔鬼的。
And in chapter 3 verse 8, it says, whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil.
你要不然就是神的儿女，要不然就是魔鬼的儿女。
You're either a child of God or a child of the devil.
你要不然就是行公义的，要不然你就是犯罪的。
You either practice righteousness or you practice sin.
公义跟罪是绝对不能相容的。
Righteousness and sin cannot go together.
所以弟兄姐妹，你跟我都要在神的面前问这个问题。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we all have to ask this question.
我们在神的面前还有什么罪？
Is there any sin that still remains?
在你的生命当中，你有什么罪？不但是你在犯，而且你是继续不断的在犯。
In your life that you continue to commit.
那你是在魔鬼的掌控之下。
Then you are under the control of the devil.
一个真正属神的人，在犯罪的时候，心里面会有很重的负担。
A righteous person thatCommit sin will have a huge burden on their heart.
他要回到神的面前，他要受到神的饶恕。
They need to come back to God to receive God's forgiveness.
他不会是那个要更远离神，或找一个地方躲起来，或者要否认神的那个人。
He would not be someone that will hide from God.
他是那个虽然做错事了的孩子，但是因为知道他的神的爱和他的主的拯救，他是可以回到他的面前，接受他的爱和接受他的接纳，然后在他的生活行为上面能够得到成长的一个人。
He would be someone that would want to return to God, confess his sin and repent, return to God and continue to live that life of righteousness.
这是神的心意。
That is the heart of God.
这个是神教会的见证。
That is the testimony of the church.
就是你跟我都要在神面前受到的鼓励。
That is the encouragement that we all need to receive.
让我们不但在地位上面或观念上面认识主，让我们在我们的行为生活上面真正的去经历到他。
Let us have received this position of righteousness as God's child, but also in our life, experience God.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
父神，你是圣洁的神。
Dear Heavenly Father, you are a holy God.
你是那位认识我们的神。
You are a God that knows us.
主，常常我实在是测不透你的大爱。
Sometimes I cannot fully understand your love.
主，我们是有罪的人。
Lord, we are ones with sin.
我们是本来不认识你，我们是顶撞你的人。
We are once a people that.Rebelled against you.
我们是随着肉体的情欲生活的人。
We live to indulge the desires of the flesh.
我们在你的面前是应该受到谴责的人。
We are ones that should be convicted by you.
但是主，你的爱，你对我们的爱是永远的不变。
But your love for us is unchanging.
虽然我们是这么的让你伤心。
Even though we grieve you.
但是你却来到世上拯救我们。
But yet you came down to this world to save us.
主，你给我们看见一个公义的标准。
you reveal to us the standard of righteousness.
你告诉我们，我们唯一能够做到公义的标准，就是要能够真正的认识主耶稣基督，就是要能够真正的认识你的话。
The only way that we can have acts of righteousness and to meet that standard of righteousness is to know our Lord Jesus and to know your word.
我们感谢你今天你将这个目标清清楚楚地摆在我们的面前。
And we thank you that you've given us that goal before us.
求主你让我们在座的每一个弟兄姐妹们的生命当中、生活当中都能够经历到你。
And I pray that every brother and sister would be able to experience you in their life.
主，我们要痛恨，我们要唾弃我们的罪。
And we need to hate the sins that we have in our life.
但是我们要来到你的面前，主，我们要尝到你的恩典和你的怜悯。
But we need to come back to you to receive your mercy and your grace.
求主你添加我们生命里面的力量，能够活出神你公义的样式。
May you add strength into our lives so that we can live out a life that displays your righteousness and
glory. 让我们自己知道我们是认识你的。
Let us understand that we should know you.
让我们看明白我们是看见你的。
Let us understand that we can see you.
主，让我们能够说我们是属于你的。
Let us claim that we belong to you.
听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.